from John chapter 5, from the Gospels. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I'm trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." Then Jesus said to him, we're going to leave the rest of that story for our conversation in just a minute, as I have Brother Green, he's the director of the Safe House, on the phone with me, and we'll continue talking about why that verse is important and special to him in just a moment. But I want to welcome you into this new day, in case you're just tuning in to the morning edition of Mark and Friends. It's Friday, it's August 24th, 2012, and when I say it's the 24th, it means it's 2 days away from the 15th annual Safe House Benefit Gospel and Jazz Fest concert that's coming to Hessel Park, and I have Brother Green on the phone to share a little about what he hopes happens this Sunday as you all come out. Our Great News Radio listening members are all invited, and we'll talk a little about the Safe House event that's going to be at Hessel Park this Sunday, along with some of Brother Green's testimony. So welcome to the Friday edition to Mark and Friends, Brother Green.
Good morning.
I know we talked off air, and I asked you to share one of your favorite verses that could lead into some of your testimony. So save that thought for a moment or two, because I want to first ask you, what do you hope happens this Sunday at your 15th annual Safe House Benefit Gospel and Jazz Fest concert?
Well, we hope that people will show up and help us keep the doors of deliverance open by supporting this event, because this is where we get our money's from to run the program. We're not state funded. We are community funded, and people help us by buying polar sausages and chicken we have, and just donating to a good cause. Because we know Champaign County is a healing community, and we just thank God that we're in this community that it's a healing community. It's all about healing here in Champaign County.
Tell us about the Safe House. I know over the years we've had different members on the radio and share some of their testimonies, but it's a really healing place. It's a safe place. It's a refuge. It's a transformational house that helps people. But what does the safe stand for in your Safe House?
Well, we're safe. We're safe. When there's no one come there, We're locked in. We go two by twos. We're always safe. We make sure that everybody's accountable for. We just don't let people in and let them roam and do their own thing. We watch over them. Like Jesus did watch over his disciples, we watch over these young men and mentor to them about how life's supposed to be, not how you want it to be, but how life really is. A lot of people don't realize how life really is. They look at the world and see how people are living, but that's not the way God wants us to see life. He wants us to see life through the eyes of Jesus. And that's living a life that we're accountable, and we get our mind stayed on him and change our attitude about Christianity and the whole situation.
And the Safe House, the S-A-F-E, stands for something, because you're like a treatment center that brings healing and hope and, like I said, redemption into people's lives that really have been hurting, have maybe botched up or sinned or fallen short, and have addictions.
We're a substance-free environment. That's what we are. But there's nothing in it. Only substance we have in there is Jesus. And we use every day. We use Jesus as our substance to be healed and to be made whole. You know, other people, they use other medicine, but we use the word of God, prayer, fasting, to get ourselves in tune with the word of God. We ask the Holy Spirit to lead and guide and teach us the way that we should go.
And I think it was Pastor Tatum, who's just a godly man. We had him on the air some years ago, and I've always appreciated his ministry work, his vision for the community, all the different things he's dreamed up or God has led him to be involved in through the Canaan Foundation. But Pastor Tatum, He's kind of like the prayer force and the development and the concept behind the scenes that have brought this to fruition, along with so many great friends at the Canaan Missionary Baptist Church, Buddy Davis and Dr. Ollie Watts Davis and Brother Somerville. So you have a great team of people, of prayer warriors, of volunteers. But this Sunday, your annual Safe House Benefit Gospel and Jazz Fest concert, you're going to have a lot of other artists and musicians and people coming out, literally about 4 or 5 hours of entertainment, of worship, of sharing. And I've been to a bunch of these, so I know the food's always good and the festivities are worthwhile, and you can come out with a long chair and sit down and fellowship. And in fact, I've gotten some testimony Tuesdays from some of the people that I met at your events and sat with them and worshiped. So tell us a little about who's coming and what the talent lineup is going to be.
Well, we got the Eastern Star Baptist Church Praise Team out of Indianapolis, Indiana. We got the Canaan Praise Team. We got Nate Banks and more music. You know, we got Canaan Rap Ministry, Danville Community Choir. And we got a surprise. I ain't gonna tell you, Mark, but hey.
I ain't gonna tell nobody.
Hey, you got to come and see this. You got to come and hear this with your own ears. Yeah, come and see it with your own eyes. And this is gonna be something fabulous. We got this here. At Deacon Somerville, so we got one here. You know how he take his coat and hide his head. We got this one here. And the community will be blessed by this. The whole community.
This is something is so unique. It came as a gift from God on Sunday. I was introduced to some people that they want to participate. So we're going to let them participate. And it's going to be so awesome. Everybody, the whole community, if you don't make this, you're going to say, wow, I missed that.
Don't want to miss out on a blessing. Now,
Want to miss out on this.
And it begins with prayer. You launch into prayer at 2:55 p.m. this Sunday. Now, those of you that are maybe unfamiliar with where is Hessel Park in Champaign, it's on the corner of Grandview Drive and Kirby Avenue. So get onto Kirby Avenue, and you'll find it right there. It's a big park. It can accommodate thousands, so there's lots of room, lots of parking. It's a free concert, though there will be a love offering, and I really appreciate how it's all implemented. There's food and vendors and things to the side, and then the worship stage and a great sound system. Bring a chair. There is some seating. There are some benches around, but we'd encourage you to bring a blanket, bring the family. It begins, like I said, at 2:55, and around 7 o'clock they close out, and they have it emceed. I know you have some special people that are involved with the board of the Safe House, Brother Mike Weber and other people involved. Reverend B.J. Tatum will be there, and I know Jeff Scott from WBGL and Ashley Davis. She always does a great job as MC. You have a bunch of people involved, and then, like you mentioned, all these different groups, like 3-4 hours of music and worship and sharing. And so, radio listening family members, you will be blessed. You don't want to miss out. I'm going to be there for some of it. I have an Awana training program later that day, but I hope to make it for that front end, and maybe I can return later. But it's a worthwhile time of worship, and it's a great cause. It's the Safe House Substance Abuse Free Environment. This is a needed resource. It helps a lot of men. And I know I talked to Pastor Tatum yesterday. He had mentioned that the Woman's Safe House is going to be launched in October
14th. Praise the Lord.
There's going to be an open house where we'll talk more about that, but that'll be in October, a 4 p.m. open house. The new Safe House for Women is at 502 East Church Street. So we'll talk more about that another time. But Brother Green, I was thinking about you in preparation for this interview and you sharing some of your testimonies. And I've been wanting to share the song again with our radio listening family members. I love this song. It's by Michael Card. I think he wrote it about a year or so ago. It's called Lift Up Your Sorrows. It's a powerful message, one of my most favorite songs currently. And it talks about being wounded, being alone, being angry, having a cold heart.
Hallelujah.
Feeling fallen because you've been discouraged or the shame and suffering that comes through sin. And I think some of your testimony can address some of these things where you were lost and why we chose that first. So I'm going to play the song by Michael Card. It's called Lift Up Your Sorrows by Michael Card. And then we're going to have you share some of your testimony.
Praise the Lord.
If you are wounded, if you're alone, if you are angry, if your heart is cold as stone, if you have fallen, and if you are weak, then come find the worth of God. That only the suffering seek. Come lift up your sorrows and offer your pain. Come make a sacrifice of all your share there in your will. He's waiting for you to worship him with your wounds, for he's wounded too. He has not stuttered, and he has not lied. When he said, come unto me, you're not disqualified. When you're heavy laden, you may want to depart, but those who know sorrow, they're closest to his heart. Come lift up your sorrow and offer your pain. Come make a sacrifice of all your share there in your wilderness. He's waiting for you to worship him. A sacred space for those who will enter in and trust to cry out to him. And you'll find no curtain there, no reason left for fear. There's perfect freedom here to every unwept tear. Come lift up your sorrow,
lift up your sorrow,
and offer your pain.
Offer your pain.
Come make a sacrifice of all your share there in your him with your wounds, for he's wounded. him with your wounds, for he's wounded too.
Isn't that just a wonderful song?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I just, you know, when he was coming out, he's wounded. And, my transgression.
And how he can identify with our sufferings, how he knows what it feels like because he's lived on this earth and he's witnessed the pain and the heartache, and he can bring healing to our wounds because he was wounded too. And I thought, in light of the verse you chose out of John chapter 5, when Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, do you want to get well? And you shared off air that it took you 40 plus years to say, Lord, I want to get well. Tell us about that story.
Well, Mark, it was started a long time ago. You know, accepted Christ when I was 10 years old, but never opened up the book and see what he had for me. You know, and I just was, you know, I said I was saved. I got baptized, you know, taken down. You know, I confessed that I love the Lord, and I remember my great uncle praying for me. You know, he introduced me to the Lord, but that was as far as it ever went for until I got to the safe house. Mm-hmm. And when I got to the safe house, they asked me, said, are you saved? I said, yeah, John Harris asked me that. I said, well, I said, I got baptized when I was 10 years old. He said, well, that's all. You know, he said, you've been baptized. He said, no. He said, that's all necessary. He said, you're saved. I thought, you know, I had been told that, you know, I had lost my fellowship with the Lord. And I had lost my, you know, I lost it, you know. And they said, you got to go back and do everything all over again. But I found out that that was wrong. And then the more B.J. Tatum teaches us, you know, that God is not the Indian giver. If he don't save us, then throw us back. And that sort of strengthened me. And it was 42 years. I came to the safe house when I was 52. You know, beaten down, you know, struggled with life. Marriage, you know, on my job, 32 years when I got to a safe house, but yet still wasn't successful. But, you know, as God calls success, the world calls it success when we get a few material things. But I had so much, they said about the man that, you know, he had infirmities, you know, and, you know, I had a lot of infirmities. A lot of stuff was inside of me, you know, and I asked the Lord, you know, to help me. And I got around there, and I got to listening to people and seeing how people lived that was godly, because they had told me I never trusted preachers because I had seen so much in life. And it wasn't trusting preachers. It was starting to trust God and to believe in him. Mm-hmm. You know, and I want to be right with my wife. I cheated on her. I done this. You know, I done that, you know. And she basically, you know, she never put me out. I just got tired of myself and left, because I got tired of her, you know, being, you know, not doing right, you know what I mean? So I just left. You know, sick. I was sick and tired of me. And I felt like the only way that I could get rid of this thing was maybe I'd go get high and die, you know, and that way I could be rid of it. Nobody cared. But I found out, you know, under teaching of B.J. Tatum and Johnny Harris and Harold Davis, and, you know, we had a, you know, we have a wonderful teaching staff, you know, with our preachers. They teaching us. They examples of how you're supposed to live. And I got in there and I asked the Lord to give me a little of that. Give me a little of that. And I said, give me some of that spirit B.J. Tatum got, Johnny Harris got, Harold Davis, the guy over there. You know, a cheerful spirit. And God worked on me. You know, he worked on me that whole year. And he ain't quit yet. He worked on me to the point that I told him, Lord, I'll never do that again. I don't care what nobody else does. I won't do that again. Because I didn't know you lived. I didn't know anything. You know, when I got to the safe house, only scripture that I really knew was Jesus wept. And I didn't know why he was weeping. He was weeping over me because I had all this that I never had gotten to. And the more I get to it every day is how God is. He loved me. See, I was worried about the outside because I wore, you know, nice outside clothes, but the inside was messed up. Like this man here, he was messed up. He was messed up on the inside. I was messed up on the inside. My heart was hard. He was talking about that. I was cold. I didn't care about nothing. Because, you know, everybody, you know, either you hit a lick or somebody hit a lick with you. You know, I got tired of it, Mark. You know, I got tired of it. It caused, I had to cry. And I cried. I asked the Lord to please forgive me. And he did. And I had to, you know, I had to tell myself, we're not doing that no more. And I meant it. And I'm not doing it anymore. I don't care what nobody else does. I'm not doing it anymore. I came to the safe house. I was sick, you know. I was in the gutter, you know. And I didn't think there was any hope because the world says there's no hope. But, you know, I found out hope is not something that we see. Hope is something that God has for.
And has it, he did and does, because as it says in verse 8 of John chapter 5, then Jesus said to him, get up, pick up your mat and walk. And Brother Green, you've not only walked, you've ran as the Lord has opened up new opportunities for you to be the director there at the safe house these past few years and be involved in the community, bringing healing and hope to the other men that are under your supervision there at the safe house. And I want to encourage in our closing minutes for our Great News Radio listeners and friends and family members, colleagues, workmates, you don't want to miss this event. It's Sunday. It's at Hessel Park in Champaign, the corner of Grandview Drive and Kirby Avenue, right off of Kirby Avenue. You can park all around the park. Beginning at 2:55, they'll open up the afternoon with prayer, and then one group after another, some soloists, some choirs, testimony time. It's from basically 3 o'clock, 2:55, till about 7 in the evening. You don't want to miss it. Great food, great fellowship, fun, worship. A beautiful time, and you can support a great cause, the Safe House, a substance abuse free environment program that's ministering to a lot of men in our area. And soon we'll talk about a woman's safe house in the coming days.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
But thanks for tuning in, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this program today. And again, I hope many of you will come out to the 15th annual Safe House Benefit Gospel and Jazz Festival Concert. That's this Sunday, August 26th, beginning at 2:55, going to about 7 p.m. at Hessel Park in Champaign. Come on out, everyone. Support this great cause. Their theme is, We Are Stronger Together. And how true that is. Together we do better. Thank you, Brother Green, for being available today on this, the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. God's best to you, and I look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Praise God, and look forward to seeing you, Mark, always.